Every year for the past 4 years, the Navy Postgraduate School's Foreign Area Officers Association has conducted a conference of the foreign area officers in the region to enrich their skills, develop their talents, and also kind of network in advance. This year's conference is going to deal with the three areas, basically scholarship, warrior issues, and diplomatic issues that are the three venues FAOs face in their day-to-day work. Luke, you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. What makes Monterey unique is we have so many FAOs. As you mentioned, Jane, there's over 200 FAOs right here in Monterey, which makes up about 10% of the entire FAO population in the entire world. And most of us are FAOs in training. We haven't been out in the field as FAOs yet. And so we have a lot of questions. And so what this conference allows us to do is to formulate our own questions and then seek out experts and leaders in the academic, interagency, and military communities to come and answer those questions for us.
And so from the perspective of an instructor then, if I could ask you, Colonel, do you involve yourself in the meeting or the conference, or how are you involved?
As little as possible. No, seriously, I'm involved as the senior FAO in the Navy Postgraduate School. I do get involved. I kind of sit with the officers as they plan their meetings and determine their participants, and also kind of guide them through the administration, some of the topical issues. So it's a student-led conference in the main, and these are not young students in the sense that they're not experienced officers. They're all captains or majors or lieutenant commanders or lieutenants who've been around the block. So when you unleash a organization effort on them, they do a good job.
And so, Commander, tell us what your meetings will focus on, and what you think is the most important areas that people have questions about.
We have a number of questions, obviously. We're dividing our panels into three main categories. The warrior panels, which are going to look at the different services, visions for what FAOs are and what they should be doing in the field. We'll have, after that, scholar panels, where we bring in academic experts as well as FAOs, experienced FAOs, who can talk about FAO training and education, how do we maintain the level of expertise that FAOs are expected to have after we leave the educational environment where we find ourselves right now and get into the field. And then finally, we'll look at what we're calling our diplomat panel, where we look at the new challenges that we're going to face when we get onto the field, dealing with interagency, dealing with the State Department, dealing with USAID and other agencies that are functioning at embassies and military groups and attaché offices around the world.
Jane, can I add to this a little bit?
Sure.
I'd like to say that some of the best parts of this conference are actually below the waterline. You almost can't see them until you get back into the program and the people. Just at a time when we've launched a QDR that talks about new ways to deal with world partners, increasing global partnerships with allies and neighbors, and where we have to be more sensitive to different cultures and how to work with them to promote America's interests and preserve our ideals. This is exactly the kind of environment for the future leaders to kind of combine those goals with the meat and potatoes of making it happen in the field. They're dealing with diplomats who've been out in the field. They're dealing with warriors who are coming back from either combat tours, or themselves are turning around and dealing with partnerships in interoperability exercises with allies. And finally, they're also dealing with the academics. Hey, what do we need to know when we get out there? So this is a rare opportunity for our FAOs to kind of get a bonus on their education program, and also share some interest with some pretty interesting people.
We're talking this morning to Colonel Mark Chalkwin. He is an Army instructor at the Naval Postgraduate School, and he's talking about the annual Foreign Officers Meeting conference that's taking place very soon. He's joined by Lieutenant Commander Luke Gunnels, naval officer and student at the Naval Postgraduate School and one of the organizers of the FAO conference. And Colonel, if you could just take a moment and talk to us about the FAO program overall. Give us a snapshot of what it really means and why it was established and what it's doing today.
Well, I could talk about that for 2 weeks, so it's going to be a challenge, James, to do it in a couple of words. But basically, in short, every one of the services, the Army, the Air Force, the Navy, and the Marine Corps, we all have specialties of officers now. Some of them are part-time, you know, they do it in conjunction with the regular routine. Some of them do it full-time for the rest of their careers when they sign up for it, to go ahead and do foreign area officer work. And what this is officers who kind of specialize in dealing with the policy issues that defense and the nation will deal with internationally. They'll also turn around and deal with the security cooperation issues that America faces with partners and developing partners. And finally, these officers deal with linking up with challenging terrains and environments, cultures. So we're in Afghanistan now, we were in Iraq. These are challenging cultures, new cultures, and how do our FAOs bring value to the American situation there? Well, we learn these cultures. We know the languages, and we facilitate our leaders making right decisions on how to deal in those environments.